A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Boy, I thought the longest 30 minutes of my life following the Jazz was last night watching that Game 5. It was actually talking about it today for the first 30 minutes of the show. That was actually the longest 30 minutes of my Jazz.
It doesn't help either.
Following.
It really doesn't.
And no, I thought maybe there'd be some cathartic getting through it. It
doesn't help.
It didn't happen for you?
No, didn't help. this is the part of my personality that I don't like.
Like, you get grumpy about it.
I really don't like it. I seriously do. I think
you and I were in the same.
I was so on edge last night. I could not stand it.
Did you curse at the TV?
A lot. Yeah. And nothing was off limits or out of bounds.
My kid was in the room, so it was good for me.
Yeah, there are no kids in my room.
Look at this. Look at Niang. Darn it.
Oh, shucks, Jazz. Golly gee.
It was a bad go at my house. And
I wish I didn't care. Really. I wish I didn't care. I was trying to turn the TV off.
I know, but they kept keeping it within 4 or 5,
couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I was like, all right.
All right. Well, here we go, Scott. Let's shift gears. You've never been so excited to talk about BYU Football Media Day. Hey, let's get straight to it. Now, I've got a couple things I want to bring up, because the thing that was really the big takeaway from the kind of the state of the program that they rolled out was Tom Holmo, the athletic director, talking about BYU. So they talked about this name, image, likeness partnership that they're doing. It's this built for life campaign that they've started up. I'm really glad BYU is going, look, we're just going to figure something out. We're going to start getting these guys some money so we can, and they kept saying that, and they kept saying, but it wasn't really nailed down as to exactly how that's going to work. But I'm glad that they're going to just put something in play and they're going to make it work, and that's great. But I want to go first to the college football playoff, because something was brought up, and this is not a conversation that Tom Holmo usually has. Because when he's asked about independence, it was independence works for us. This is what we're doing. This is great. Hey, if something else comes up, maybe we'll look at it. But this was very different, and it's with that reflecting off of the changing landscape of the college football playoff that could go to 12 teams. Here's what he had to say about independence versus going to a different situation.
One of the things that we do every year is examine where we are, where we've been, and where we're going. So right now, in light of that news, it would be our responsibility to make sure that we see what the environment looks like out there, what the atmosphere is like, see what other people are talking about. There's a lot of stuff that's behind the scenes that doesn't get out. You try to jump into that as much as you can. But if a decision is made, then we will have gone all the way up through our president and all the way up to Salt Lake.
Wait, they're going to Salt Lake on this one?
They're going to ask Kyle Whittingham what he thinks about it. That's what they're talking about, right? No, I mean, that was significant.
No, I'll just tell you this. If a program in the country benefits more for this expanded playoff, it's BYU. And it doesn't matter what they do. If they stay independent, fine. If they go in a conference, fine. And it doesn't have to be a Power 5 conference. In fact, it might even be better if it's not a Power 5 conference, because then they're always competing for a championship.
Right. Yep.
They're always going to be that, 10-win, maybe 11-0 team. And they're going to be knocking on the door of one of those 12 spots. And they just are. BYU has a long history of a good program.
And they're solidifying themselves again. Like they're finding great players again. Yes. Kalani is starting something up here.
And so, you know, I thought this whole thing was just gloom and doom for BYU. I really did. Before the expansion of the playoffs, this independence was just a nightmare. I don't think anybody liked it. I don't think BYU liked it.
The only year that it was really like super paid off this last year.
Right.
And it was because of their independence they were able to make a lot of the moves.
And also the pandemic and everything played into it. But now you can be a team that now it's all about your ranking.
Yes.
BYU's got to figure out that formula of just enough of the good teams and a lot of the bad teams in independence.
Right.
Really. I mean, and they get that ranking and they you know, usually every year BYU has a game at the beginning of the year. Like last year they played Navy and they always play these, you know, they play a Power Five team like Arizona this year and it gets them on the board. It gets them talking about things, and that's what they need. They need that early conversation, and they need and that'll get them up in the rankings. This year it's going to be hard. I mean, I don't know about this year, but it's a tough go for them.
Here's what else Tom Holmoe had to say about you know, not just looking at those options, but the extended playoff is something that they really like, and it's not just because you know, I mean, the reality was it was the first time that I'd heard him talking about the possibility of joining a conference, even if it wasn't a P5. It was like, we got to look at everything. He basically just made a super generic statement about things are changing. If they don't get with it, they're going to be left behind, because this form of independence gets them 7 to 9 wins a year,
right?
Which never equals
doesn't change anything
being a part of that conversation. And here's the other thing. Those really good schedules that you were making before are going to be harder and harder to make, because other schools don't want to risk playing you and going at it like this. So I think that it's tough to be able to understand exactly what that means when they're looking into this and how far they're going to. But they said straight up, and they said a bunch of times today, Scott, support from President Worthen at the university level, and then also on top of it. Not just that, also support from you know, everybody, all the boosters and everybody's throwing money.
Kyle Whittingham.
They called Salt Lake. Yeah. No, but
he's an alumni.
He was. Maybe he's in the Cougar
Club. He's doing quite well. I mean, he's got some extra cash he might be able to throw around there.
So here's what Kalani said.
Edwards Stadium brought to you by Kyle Whittingham.
If that would be an ultimate power move if he donated $12 million at the end of everything. But I think at BYU, you can't say, I want it to go to this. You donate the money and they kind of go.
And they go, we'll tell you what
we'll figure out what it's going to end up being. Here's Kalani talking about the new college football playoff expansion. And it is an exciting thing, but you got to figure out how to be a part of it.
It says that the team is just to perform at our best and we can live with the results. But what I do like about the talking going around expanding the playoff is that they're willing to change. NCAA is looking at embracing and involving others and giving other teams a chance. And so this is a good sign that things can happen and with scheduling. And last year was probably something that kind of made it a little bit easier, being able to all these teams being able to put all these schedules together in such a short amount of time. It's probably a key into having this help.
Feels desperate, right? Not desperate, but it feels like, hey, we got to be, whatever goes on, we have to be a part of this. And they have 2 or 3 years until they can just figure out exactly what their move is going to be so that they can be a part of those very first portions of that 12-team playoff. You have to be there right at the beginning.
Yeah, well, there's no question, but it's just their schedule. The schedule's the key to all of this, and just how, because they've got to, and you saw a year ago, it didn't matter. Like who they played.
Sure, yeah.
It was the buzz that they got, and so as long as they're winning and doing well, that's what's gonna matter.
We gotta take the break. When we come back, let's continue on this. Here's what we're gonna do, Scott. It's BYU Media Day today down in Provo. It's been a long day for me. I was down there. I really like Media Day. It's fun. It's fun to talk to the players, the coaches. You know, getting them to try to break out of those, just like, oh, yeah, I've got three quarterbacks. Speaking of three quarterbacks, when we come back, I want to play for you the comments they made about all three quarterbacks today that are doing so well. Jacob Conover, Jaron Hall, Baylor Romney. in no particular order, what their strengths are when we come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled, right here on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.